Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Supplementarian. For the last few episodes, we've been talking about detoxing, and we also want to talk about cleansing and a little bit about what makes them different. While they're both very similar, there are slight differences here, and we want to make sure you're prepared and understand the difference in those. Hello, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Dyer, and I am the host of The Supplementarian. And to help me dive into this subject, I have with me my friend and coworker, Jane Risner. Jane, say hello to everyone.
Hey, everybody.
So we're excited to have you here with us today. And we've talked about how important it is for our liver and our urinary tract system and everything else for us to keep toxins out of our body. And preventing them from getting there is our number one way to do this. But then once they're there, we want to get them out and keep them out. And a gentle everyday detox with getting outside and exercising, making sure we're drinking plenty of fluids, and then different supplements like dandelion or milk thistle, things like that added to our diet can help keep our body functioning optimally. Sometimes we might need to go a little bit deeper with a detox, and we call those a cleanse. Now, typically with a cleanse, you're also going to have a colon cleanse. And that means for the first 1, 2, or even 3 days, you might want to be a little closer to the restroom. And if you work, you might want to start this on a Friday evening before you got to be back at work on Monday to give your system time to acclimate and get rid of anything that could be built up in the lower intestines. You don't want to be at work and then have to go running to the bathroom. We don't want anybody to have embarrassment. But sometimes you can have toxins build up in your digestive system. And if they're not moving through and you're not eliminating them, they could get reabsorbed while they're sitting there waiting to pass through. So we want to make sure we keep our intestinal system working optimally too. So, Jane, what are some of the supplements we have here that can provide both detoxes and cleanse?
Well, we have a lot, and we constantly rotate through different ones, so which is to your advantage, because we'll have, this is a favorite. It's Michael's. It's the ultimate detox and cleanser, and what Michael's does is put a proprietary blend for cleansing liver, blood, and fat metabolizers and fiber and plus. So it's just a good overall detox and cleanse. We don't have it all the time. We have it right now. If you want it, you should come get it because it flies off the shelf. But it's an excellent cleanser and detoxer for the springtime if you're thinking of doing a cleanser for the spring.
And that particular one, does that have an AM and PM regimen, if I remember correctly?
I don't think this is the one that does. I think that 2-day one has the AM and PM.
Gotcha. Some of them will have things that you take in the morning, and some things you will take at night. The liver tends to be more functional at night, so our body works a little bit differently. And that depends on your circadian rhythm. But sometimes while you're sleeping, certain things like the liver are detoxing more while you sleep than they are while you're awake. So giving them something to help them in that process
at that time
is a great way to make it more functional.
Yeah. And we also have, this is a very interesting one. It's detoxing and anti-aging. So it has some of the detoxing herbs and supplements, but also garlic. And it's an amazing product. It's got vitamin A, C, E, and selenium. We call that ACEs. It's got ACEs. And then it's got garlic, green tea powder, milk thistle, L-glutathione, pine bark, and grapeseed extract. So this is also an amazing product. Then we have another gentle cleanse for the whole body, and it's the Flora. We have, these are packets in this box, but we also have this in a liquid form. So you can, however you like to take it, the liquid, you just mix it with water and drink it, or you can mix it with hot water and sip it like a tea, either which way. And then we have two sort of super cleanse. This one is called Super Cleanse. It's a product by Nature's Secret, and it's just got a proprietary blend of different herbs that help your body kind of totally cleanse. And this one, I think, aims at the colon. So if you feel like your colon is overburdened, then this is your product right here. It will really help to clean your colon out. And we have to think about our colons because I think what they've determined is a third of your immune system is actually in your colon. You have got lymph glands in your colon that handle your immune system. So it's very important to keep that nice and healthy and not clogged up with a bunch of toxins or extra stool or things that you don't need. I am not a proponent of doing these colon cleanse pills every day. And I don't think anybody should have to. If you have that extreme of an issue, there are other things you need to do, like take a probiotic and take some fiber and drink more water and different things like that to really create a healthy gut. But if you have a one-time issue, you really need to get that handled and not delay. It's not a thing you want to go around for a long time with. Plus, the weight you gain from having that happen is just ridiculous.
Yes, and we can become impacted. And if you become impacted, you've got to have a very embarrassing procedure at the hospital.
Yeah.
We want to prevent that.
Yeah.
You want to keep things moving. The digestive system is meant for things to move. It is a highway, not a parking lot.
Right.
So you don't want stop traffic. You want everything going all the way through, reaching its final destination and being done with it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's important that it's happening at a regular basis. Your system is continually moving things along. Again, so if you have anything, you're feeling that heavy feeling in your stomach, then a colon cleanse may be a great short-term solution.
Yeah,
and this
absolutely
is not something we recommend anybody to take every day or long-term. I do know a few people that have to have extra help because they've had cancer or other issues.
Oh, yeah.
And things will not work as well, but their doctors are recommending them to take these things on a regular basis so
yeah.
that they can, in fact, continue to go to the restroom regularly and experience that relief.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last thing I just wanted to mention is the bentonite detox formula. It's easy to take. You can come try a shot of it here. We have it up at the smoothie desk, but it's a good overall detoxer and good for colon health. Also, and it has peppermint in it, and that's not just for flavor. Peppermint is very, very good for your digestive system. So it calms and smooths everything out. So this is a great product as well for cleansing and detoxing.
So yeah, again, a cleanse may be something you need. And it may be something you need for a short-term period. Some of these that we're talking about, you just take for a few days. Some you will take for a longer period of time, but the first 2 to 3 days might be a little rougher. Now, something like the bentonite, that should make your stomach feel
yeah.
better. That should not make you run to the restroom. It should actually soothe the stomach. And that one you're going to detox more when you feel you have other issues going on, not the heavy, bloated, I need to go to the restroom and I can't go kind of constipated feeling that just doesn't seem to get alleviated. That one's more for that upset, gurgly stomach and, you know, hey, I just need a gentle detox today because I ate bad over the weekend and it's Monday. I want my system to feel better. Then
yeah.
that's a great one to take there. But a lot of these others, we say, you know, they're a short-term, temporary fix. And again, like a cleanse, we recommend once a year, no more than every 6 months, just to get everything out of your system. The healthier you eat, the less often you have to detox. But again, we're all subject to toxins in the air, in our skincare products, in our soaps and shampoos, in our foods, in our drinks. It's just part of the world. The world is not fully clean. And so we've got to eliminate all those things that get in our system as we go and not let them build up and cause us harm.
Yeah.
So if you're having any problems or if you want to just find out what kind of detox your system would react best with, come on down to SNS Smoothies and Supplements and talk to the staff here and we'll show you what we have in stock. And as she said, what we have in stock right now because of everything in supply chains and because of the high quality of these ingredients and how hard some of them are to come by, is not always in stock, but we do keep a variety in stock all the time. So come by and talk to us, find out what we've got, and we'll help lead you to what we think will work best for you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Supplementarian, and we will see you again next week for another great topic to help you live a better life.